I'm here at the Nordic Pavilion with
Lisa Launila.
Lisa, I'd like to talk about your installation here and also your experiences of being here in the Venice Biennale.
I'm really surprised to be here for the first place. Yeah, I've just finished school and, well, I think it's a very nice place to start anything in art field. I'm showing three videos made during the last 2 years. Black and White was my final work from the Academy of Fine Arts in Finland. And the second one last year, and the third one is released here. Because of the Biennale, I got budget to make a new film. Basically, I'm not working on video, I'm working on film. This old stuff is done on 35mm film because it's shot with my self-made cardboard camera. That's why all of the videos look more or less the same, because I can't get any kind of other material out of the camera. You've seen Matrix and Tim McMillan's work, and so it's exposing all the frames at the same time, and the camera is surrounding the subject I'm about to shoot. With a flashlight I can expose it at the same time to all the frames, and when I'm editing it together you should get this feeling that the camera is moving around frozen subjects.
Was it a technique that you did because you found it the best technique for your work, or were you originally doing it because you didn't have a big video camera, or you didn't have 16mm?
I'm mad about cameras. I have all the cameras in the universe but I never use them. I'm not interested in moving image in itself. I'm more interested in experimental film, and for this camera the idea was to shoot something that everybody said it's impossible to do without really big money and studio equipment and everything, and then me and my friend were cutting cardboard. We're gonna make it. We know it's gonna happen. It's gonna work. And then we had to have a subject to film, and that's how they came my works instead of group works, because I wanted to film certain things, and then it turned to my direction. I never wanted to make narrative films, so I was interested in this gap between a photography and a video. It's sort of like a moving slideshow. Temporarily, nothing is changing in the video. There's no time. Everything is happening in 1/100th of a second. For this work, it was 528 different perspectives. I spent 7 years in the movie theaters watching films, totally mad. And everything I always remember from films are really small details, like someone sitting down and turning the head, and I'm like, oh my god, that's the whole film, and then sort of missing everything else afterwards from the whole movie.
Is that a bit how you want people to come to your work?
Yeah, that in the end you just probably remember yourself sitting in a shadow hunting for water after seeing maybe 3,000 art pieces. That was really much the subject matter for the new film I made for the Biennale. Play fast forward. Well, it's play with these marks for fast forward, because it was a graffiti in Rome, and I found it really cute having some really simple text with the wrong mark afterwards.
I don't think we can ignore the fact that Venice is also this place where everybody wants to be for the Biennale for the first 3 days. Yeah. And I wondered how you, as a young artist, how you felt about all the kind of whole Venice scene.
Well, I don't know anyone yet, so I don't get invitations to parties. I know that they are happening. All the big, real adult artists go to the parties, but maybe when I'm 50, I will join